Good morning, this is freeze notice meteorologist Joshua Senechow with weather.net forecast for KJN Radio. Right now we have temperatures in the 30s. We do have some pretty dense fog out there. Visibility is as low as zero right now. And I do think a lot of this fog is going to linger through the morning hours, eventually dissipating during the afternoon. And with temperatures near freezing in some areas, we could see a little freezing fog, so make sure you take it easy out there on the roads today. And we may see a few snow showers pass through as a cold front sweeps through in the afternoon. Temperatures in the 30s now, dipping into the 20s by the afternoon in the gusty northwest wind. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy and cold. Low temperatures dipping down to near 10 degrees. The northwest wind at 10 to 20, gusting to 30. And then over tomorrow, partly sunny to partly cloudy. High temperatures only in the upper teens with the gusty northwest wind at 15 to 25. Overnight tomorrow night, partly cloudy and ice cold. Low temperatures near zero. And then Friday and Saturday, partly to mostly sunny and high temperatures struggling to reach the middle teens. This is freeze notice meteorologist Joshua Senechow with the weather.net forecast for KJN Radio.
A dense fog advisory continues in effect for the KJN listening area until noon today. Locally, that includes Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. Again, that's a dense fog advisory in effect until noon. And the National Weather Service in Omaha has issued a winter weather advisory in effect through this morning for the far west and southwest Iowa counties. That winter weather advisory is in effect for freezing drizzle and affects Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.